It's Midnight Mondo.
Whoopee.
Starring the Ogden Edsel.
I could care less.
I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Doomy.
What a bummer, huh?
We are bummed out tonight.
Bummed out. Olivia Newton-John's going to be here a little later, and that's got me bummed out.
John Denver's going to be here singing a bunch of songs about Thanksgiving in the Rockies. Who needs it?
Bummer. We're going to go to Hollywood. That's a bummer.
Oh, what a thrill that will be.
Boy, there ain't no bigger bummer than Hollywood.
Later on tonight, Otis and I are going to be served summonses to appear in court as witnesses.
Bummer.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to talk about it.
Bummer. Terrible case. Close friend of ours. Bummer.
Bad.
Bummer.
Bad.
Bummer. Midnight Mondo.
He belonged to a band that conquered the world.
I give her all my love, that's all I do.
He left for the love of the woman he needed. He formed his own band, and against all odds, conquered the world again. And now he's gone. The king of middle-of-the-road rock is dead. No, you say. Paul McCartney is not really dead. You say you just read an item about him in Random Notes, saw his picture in People magazine with his new Aston Martin. You say you saw him in the showroom of your local Ford dealer pricing a ranch wagon just last Tuesday. Well, you're right. He's not dead yet. But why wait? We know what will happen when he really dies. When Paul goes, the price of his records will skyrocket, and hucksters throughout the world will flood the market with outrageously priced memorabilia. Get in early, before he snuffs it. Why wait? Plastic wind-up McCartney dolls that really sing Helter Skelter, only $1.98. Velvet portraits with silver frames, only $10.29. A whole line of beauty soaps shaped like left-handed bass guitars, $19.86. Plus, Wings beer mugs, only $9.89 a set. A glow-in-the-dark bust of Paul's head, and a green Paul for St. Patrick's Day, the whole set, $42.86. Statuettes of the mausoleum where Paul will be buried, we hope, only $8.86. And girls, for a limited time only, you can win a dream day with the deceased. Just send in a box top from a package of dead Paul frozen tamales. Each tamale a likeness of Paul McCartney to Why Wait, Box 18585, Kankakee, Illinois, 605050. That's Why Wait, Box 589860, Kankakee, Illinois, 609090. The king is dead. May he rest in vain.
This is Midnight Mondo, yeah. This is Midnight Mondo, yeah. This is what's the matter with my foot? This is Midnight Mondo, yeah. This is Midnight Mondo, yeah.
It's after the war. The year 1994. Two people meet.
Hi there, buddy. I'm the citizen of Cleveland, Ohio.
How you doing? I'm the citizens of Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, we're the citizens of Ohio. How's the weather over there?
Oh, same as always. Gray sky, a lot of dust blowing around, firestorms every here and there.
Yeah, me too. I'd be perverted if I had to have a chance.
Well, see ya.
Bummer. High prices. Bummer, bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer.
Real bummer. Okay, sir, making out a check there. That's okay. Going to come to $28.39.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. Don't write that yet. I'm sorry. It's
$42.23.
Okay. $42.23. Hold it. I'm sorry. Price $61.07.
$61.
No, my mistake. $82.29.
$103.78.
Bummer. No way.
Boy problems.
What bummer, a bummer.
Boy.
The worst.
Boy.
And my heart is very sore.
Look, Joe, I brought you here because I wanted to talk to you. And there's...
It's nice of you to take me to the nightclub, Polly.
Anytime, Joe. There's just so few people I can talk to, and I knew I could count on you. Listen, I got a problem.
You betcha, buddy.
Last night I met this girl, really gorgeous.
Oh, God.
She took me up to her apartment, and, well, Joe, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it. And that's 12 times in a row.
I couldn't do it
anymore.
You got a problem.
I knew I could trust you, Joe.
There's something weird about you. Hey, buddy, look, this guy can't do it.
Oh, he can't do it.
Bummer. Oh, policemen are a bummer.
Fuzzy, wuzzy, wuzzy.
Bummer. Yes, officer, is there some kind of problem?
You're going a little faster, buddy. Let's see your license.
Okay. Here it is.
Take it out of your wallet.
Okay.
Take it out of that little plastic thing you got it in.
Okay, just a minute. Let me get my razor blade off the mirror on the dashboard here.
Okay, get the lamination off there.
There it is, officer.
Okay, read it to me.
Okay. Otis 12, 9947.
Look, get into my car and call in your identification. Run a check on yourself.
I'll go right back to your car. Do you have the keys? The door's locked.
Take them out of my pocket.
Okay. Here they are.
Arrest yourself.
Bummer, 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 bummer.
Disease.
Sickness.
The pits.
The pestilence. Bummer. Bummer, 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 bummer.
Mr. Jones, I have some good news and bad news for you.
Just level with me, Doc.
Well, I don't think you have much more than 6 months to live. That's the good news. It's going to be painful. You're not going to be able to enjoy it. Take a trip to Tahiti. It's going to eat up all your lifetime savings. That's it.
Oh, no.
It's going to be terrible.
What's the bad
news? Well, the bad news is you may last a year.
Bummer, bummer, bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer.
Bummer, bummer.
Oh, bummer, bummer, bummer. Bummer, bummer,
bummer.
This is Midnight Mondo.
The Cheese Cheese Company presents A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story, based on a novel by Truman Capote, adapted for the radio by Otis 12 and Diver Dan Doomy. A Christmas Story stars Edward Asner, Gene Stapleton, and Quinn Havingsex, and is directed by Soviet Foreign Minister Andrei Gromyko. Now, a word from Cheese Cheese.
Treat your family to a Hawaiian Christmas with our Cheese of Maui. Just dig a pit in your backyard, fill it with cheese, and throw a pig into it. Cook for 3 days and serve with our Cheese of the South Seas. For a Yuletide decorating idea, melt a ton of our brick cheese and pour it all over your home. Our Jewish friends, you can have a happy Hanukkah you'll never forget by serving our delicious Cheeses of Nazareth. America spells cheese, C-H-E-A-S. Now we return to A Christmas Story, starring Michael Landon.
Darling.
Yeah.
I'm so upset, you know, that small little boy upstairs, such a sweetheart.
And those, wasn't that
those
terrible?
Big kids told him that there wasn't a Santa Claus.
What a terrible thing to say to a little boy who's dying of leukemia.
I know, it's just terrible. I'll never talk to the paper boy again. Well, let's go to bed, darling.
All right, good night, dear.
I can't sleep until I find out for sure if there's a Santa Claus. I'm going to get out of bed and sneak down the stairs right into the living room. I think I'll hide behind the Christmas tree. If I can get back there, no, I think I'll just sit here on this chair and wait for Santa Claus. Oh, I actually knocked over some boxes. Oh, I hope Santa comes. Oh, who's that?
Where's that son?
It's a
flashlight.
That man has big black boots and a red suit and a big white beard. Mr. Santa Claus!
What?
What's in your bag, Santa?
What are you doing, kid? Get out of there! Get out of there! Kid! Dumb, nosy little kid! There. Took care of him. Boy, I don't know what he was doing downstairs this time of day. Well, where the heck is the silverware? Where's that stereo I've been looking for?
This Christmas classic has been brought to you by Cheese Cheese. For a list of delicious cheese recipes to lighten your holiday festivities, send $25 to Cheese Cheese Cheeses, Box Cheese in Cheese, Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Diver Dan Dooney. Listen, aren't there ways to be funny other than making fun of dead people? You know, like last week or a couple weeks ago, something. We did a little bit about Will Gear, who's dead, and we're always doing bits about Elvis Presley. And listen, can't we have fun without being vicious? You know, like we do this long, extended thing about locking Gene Simmons of Kiss in the refrigerator. Pretty bad. And on our first show, we did a thing called Feed the Press, where we actually ate somebody. And don't we have anything else to do but make fun of modern American institutions like celebrity game shows and discos? And, last week we did a little bit called Bondage Burgers, you know. I was wondering about all these things, just a week ago, while I was beating Olivia Newton-John over the head with Bing Crosby's body at the Pizza Hut. This is Midnight Mondo.
Mondo.
Ho! Beat her again! Ho!
Trumpow!
It's time for another episode of Tinseltown. Tinseltown stars Stu and Derek, two hopefuls from the Midwest. In Tinseltown, this week they're at a big Hollywood party with celebrities.
Gin and tonic? Yes, sir, right here. What was that? Naughty Marietta? I got two.
Stu! There's a brush fire, man! Stu, there's a brush fire! It's sweeping right across Hollywood Hills, man! It got right over
this guy,
Nico Boulevard,
around,
through
know,
the park, Capitol Records Tower's on fire, the zoo's burning up, man!
He
can't get across the Pasadena Freeway. Man, even the roller rink's on fire. Cher went out of that roller rink, man. A ball of fire on roller skates.
And you can really get in touch with your feelings, and that sounds like...
I gotta leave, Stu.
It's called a high oxygen diet. But you know, Henry Winkler, he's against it because he's into some sort of thing where you'll hold your breath all day long, and it sounds good. He says it's gotten his act together for him, but I want to check out this thing that Gordon and Sheila were telling me about, you know, where they said it really opens doors. That's what you do. You just open doors all day long.
Hooray for Hollywood. Well, you're terrific if you're even good. And if you think that you can be an actor, sing Mr. Factor, make a monkey look good. Go out and buy a wig. You might be Porky Pig.
Porky! Baby, you're beautiful!
Hey, sweetheart, Mr. Pig, I got a deal for you.
I saw it, folks.
To all your
pigs. Reggie Jackson likes to sing about
this. Tune in next week for more of Tinsel Down.
Out of the brown of the western glop, it's time for another adventure of the Mondo Ranger. With his golden palomino Mucky, the Mondo Ranger rides again.
Well, ma'am, my work here is finished, so I guess I'll be moving on.
What do you mean your work's finished? All those men are shooting at me. Come back here. How can you say your work's finished with all of these people shooting guns at me?
I think my work here's done, so I'm going to get on Mucky and just ride away.
Well, you ugly toad!
Oh, Mucky!
What do you think you're doing? Come back. Who was that masked man? He forgot to put on his pants.
Tune in again next week for another adventure of the Mondo Ranger.
Hi-ho, Mucky, away! Oh, where are my pants? It's time for Billy Darkness, Airport Security Guard, starring Jack Carter as Billy Darkness, and Kevin Grunwald as Sissy, Marcy Dempter as Joe, and Bow Wow as himself.
Okay, Bonnie, what you got in the case? I'm going to have to look through it. What's in there? What's this?
Some things. Those, that's my underwear.
Yeah, what's this?
That's some soap.
Yeah, same shitty yellow. What else you got in there?
That's just some white powder.
Okay, what's that in your pockets?
Let's see, Dramamine.
Yeah, that's okay. What else?
My socks.
Fine.
And a Beretta 22.
22. You use the long shells in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good. What else you got?
Let's see, street map of Havana.
Hey, that's a pretty picture of Amin. I like that.
Yeah,
He photographs well.
It's autographed, so don't.
Yeah, what's that bulge under your suit there?
That's an atomic bomb, and let me see what that's NATO's plans for their deployment of evacuation during. I don't know how that got.
Sure. Okay. Well,
this is my hairbrush.
Yeah. Have a nice flight. Okay.
You want want some joints?
Billy Darkness will be back next week with Jack Carter in even more exciting airport security problems.
This is Nelson Rockefeller, former governor of New York and former vice president of the United States. And I'm here to tell you that you're listening to Midnight Mondo. Say, Otis, you want to buy a painting?
Why, sure, Mr. Rockefeller.
Where's Happy?
I'll buy her.
Wash my socks.
There's Nelson Maga.
I will see David at the Chase by him. Goodbye, guys.
Midnight Mondo takes you into the void of outer space. With Space Commander Whack. Space Commander.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Whack. Space Commander! With his sidekick Stupid Larry and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
Come along, Stupid Larry. We're off to the stars. Bring along the dead dog, will you?
Space Commander Whack, strange being from another planet where they eavesdrop on vegetables and teach geometry to their shoes.
What did that string bean say? Well, if you have a leather hypotenuse.
Last time you remember, Space Commander Whack, Stupid Larry and Glorf, the dead Martian dog, were hurtling through space at an incredible speed in an effort to bart the ream of an
Why did they give these to me? I can't read
them. Irotoxicus armadum! I got it. Thank you. Come on. So long.
Space Commander Wack, we put 80 billion light years on the spaceship in the last week. Shouldn't we slow down?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Yeah.
You don't mean slow down, do you?
No.
You mean slow up, yes, or increase the level of slowness, or speed down, decrease the level of speed. If we slow it down, we will be decreasing the level of slowness and, in effect, be speeding up.
You want to speed up? Is that it?
I'm scared out of my wits as it is, Stupid Larry. For God's sake, slow down.
I can't, Commander Wack.
Oh, no.
The hyper-accelerator Brooklyn beam has blown apart.
And what's worse, Glorp is getting motion sickness. Oh,
no. And look, we're approaching a black hole.
Oh, too controversial for me. Quick, another episode. What episode is this, Stupid Larry?
Well, let me...
Boys and girls, if you can think of what episode Stupid Larry and Commander Wack did in order
Commander
to avoid
Wack.
Controversy, just to...
Space
what is
Commander
it, Stupid Wack, Larry?
This episode is Bleach Blanket Bingo.
Bleach Blanket Bingo?
Yes.
Well, you must be wrong, Stupid Larry.
I don't
Beach
think
Blanket
so.
Bingo is in a different medium. In fact, you must be stupid, Stupid Larry. It has different stars. Frankie, Annette, it's part of a distant, more innocent era. We still had ideals in those days, and we are proud of our heritage. Buffalo roamed the prairies, and a man was a man. Little balls of gooey fur hung in the windows.
Look, Space Commander Wack, speaking of windows, look out our window.
Larry, what are all those white quilts flying around outside, stupid?
Why, those are the bleach blankets from the planet. Bingo, Commander Wack. They emit a deadly radiation that causes the mind to deteriorate until you're not able to distinguish between reality and realty.
Then buy Lower Manhattan, Stupid Larry.
Oh, it's starting to get to you, Commander Wack.
We'll unload that dust farm in the Texas Panhandle and use our profits to invest in a Chicago Municipal Bond Corporation.
Commander Wack, I'm going to try
something. Whatever you do, don't sell those high-rises in Duluth. I'm sure they'll be filling up soon.
It had never occurred to me. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop this box of ineffective cold water detergent right on the planet Bingo. That ought to really mess up the rinse cycle and neutralize the deadly radiation. What do you think about
that? Boys and girls, if you think the railroad's going to run through Duluth, just write a letter on a realty salesman, smash him in the cyclotron, and send him out.
Space Commander Wack.
What's that?
Please say Fire One.
Fire One?
Thank you.
Well, what does that have to do with the railroad?
Look, we did it, Commander Wack. The bleach blanket bingos are turning yellow.
Oh, look at those bleach blankets run.
And you're cured, Commander Wack. Oh, boy. You don't sound like a real estate man anymore. Nope.
They bought the farm. And boys and girls, if you'd like to buy the farm, just write a letter to Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Realty.
Space Commander Wack.
What's that?
It's time to go.
It's time to go?
Let me in here.
Where are we going?
Where's the script? Oh, there it is.
Stay tuned forever.
Where's the echo?
Stay tuned for... I spit on you. I'm sorry. Stay tuned for another episode of Space Commander Wax. Space Commander. Thank you.
Oh, love that.
What do you think of this detergent here, Space Commander?
I give $25.
Let me see, Stupid Larry.
What Space Commander Wack doesn't know is that our hidden microphone is picking up everything he says about this here detergent.
Stupid Larry, there's a microphone in this detergent.
Well, yeah.
Evil aliens must have planted it there.
No,
I'll just stomp on it.
No.
And I'll pound it and feed it to Glorf. My goodness, his jaws are getting stiffer every week. Boys and girls, if you can think of
what Space Commander Wack, you ruined it.
Well, off to the... what is it we go off to, Stupid Larry?
Stars.
Oh, yeah. Off to the celebrities.
No, stars.
Stars.
Space Commander Wack. On Midnight Mondo.
On the air?
Get out, I'm on the air. Get out. Wack. Mondo.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Okay.
This is Diver Dan Doomy of Midnight Mondo.
You know, Otis 12.
Otis, yeah. Yeah, this is my shot here, though, Otis. So, ever since I was a little kid, you know, listening to the radio, I always wanted to be like the disc. I heard that. I always wanted to be like the disc jockeys, you know, that I heard on the radio. And I always wanted to do funny things like they did. And, well, you know, I got on Midnight Mondo, and, you know, thousands of people auditioned, and I was picked for the part. So this is my big chance to do a real funny radio bit that, you know, it's the kind of thing that I know you'll like. Everybody loves this sort of thing. It's really funny. Dickie Lee.
I got all the records here. I think it's
the Touchables, I remember.
Okay, funny stuff.
This is really, people always like this kind of thing.
You know, they ask questions in old records, answer them.
That's really funny. You know, well, you know what. So you have the records queued up, Otis?
They're all queued up, and I'm going to try to do this now.
Crazy Hands Otis is going to be shifting the records around. Here we go. We're ready? We're talking to...
Did he do this live when he did this?
Well, how else do you do stuff?
Okay, well, I'll try it.
Okay, we're talking to famous baseball star Pete Rose. Hey, Pete, what's it like being the highest paid athlete in history?
I will follow him.
Well, how are you going to avoid paying... I didn't get that question in.
I gotta hurry.
Pete, you've had a great career, 3,000 hits. How do you stay so fit?
I get around,
How did you get management to agree to that, huh?
Here it comes.
I took my soul down to Madden Room.
Do you think you're better than Babe Ruth?
Where's that next
Pete?
Oh, there it is.
Oh! I see walking in easy
room. Okay.
Hey, do you think you'd be as great if a baseball weighed 600 pounds?
No,
too fast.
I'm
hey, Pete, where are the Snowdens of yesteryear? Pete, why does your leg protrude from your mouth? Do you favor hegemony for the wretched? I can't get the
lazy
Listen, Rose, okay, what's the difference between an ethereal being and a poltergeist? Yeah, and how about those blue wings that sprout out of your ears?
I started a joke. Bitch started the whole
Listen, hey.
Crying.
Are you still bidding your wife? And what's the difference between baseball and the Red Chinese delegation to the United Nations? All right, Pete, I have another question. This is Diver Dan Doomy. I have another question. Here comes Johnny Bench, too.
Look out, here comes
Pete, Johnny. What do you think I'm doing here?
Uh-oh. Hey.
Yikes.
Yikes, indeed. It looks like time's run out on Midnight Mondo.
There it goes.
Oh,
there
it goes. Right.
Something wrong with my headphones.
Hey, that's it for Midnight Mondo, starring Ogden Etzel. I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver
Dan Doomy. And that over there is Steve
Sleeper.
Oh, I just bought these headphones,
hey,
man. They're broken.
Wonder where Tommy Strange
is
out there.
He's a producer, too.
Yeah, where's Norcott?
Hey, what's on next week, Diver Dan Doomy?
Peace, love, and happiness next week, Otis. Save the environment. Restore faith in the dollar. That's what we're going to do. Ike's the president again.
That's right, and we're going to dare to be boring with undue optimism.
I'll have Dinah Shore on.
On what?
That's close. We're going to put bamboo sticks through the ears of Lawrence Welk's brass section.
Oh,
so,
free benzodiazepine.
Do it fast! All right!
Seasons like the summer.
All right!
Sing it, man.
Down
Listen to this, Steve. He comes real close.
I never see the light. The beauty.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. That almost woke.
Midnight.
There would be no
star.
Copy.
Upon the
sky.
The moon and the star, stars aren't within the sky.
I forgot to put on one of my shoes.
Nothing but a dream. So happy.
Goodbye, everybody.
And there never was a heaven up above.